Dictation for Charlotte, C H A R L O T T E, Fokens, F O K E N S, March 4, 47, address as a letter to Dr. Larry Bennett, L-A-R-R-Y Bennett, B-E-N-N-E-T-T. Dear Dr. Bennett, I receive a consultation for Mrs. Fokin, 79-year-old lady, who she's being followed primarily through University of Michigan with a renal transplant. Secondary to membranous glomerulopathy. Back in 1985, it was a living-related kidney transplant. She has developed progressive renal failure, appears symptomatic. I saw her back in 2023 in the hospital. Comes accompanied with husband, fluctuating levels with worsening kidney function, appetite is down, nausea, no vomiting, no kidney transplant tenderness, is still making urine, maybe decreased volume, no infection, cloudiness or blood. Diffuse body pain attributed to statins, which were discontinued. Recent right-sided hip pain requiring steroids, making sugar control more difficult. Chronic cough, some degree of dyspnea, no purulent material hemoptysis, no gross orthopnea PND. Next paragraph, I review present medications, including Tacro, Lasix, presently off metolazone, omprednisone, off Disocor, Glipizide, Actos, two different sprays, Nose, Flonase, Acelastine, A-Z-E-L-A-S-T-I-N-E, a number of vitamins, calcium, off potassium, still on magnesium, on Tramadol Sirtec, off Lisinopril. Next paragraph, I want to mention, to summarize, the membranous nephropathy, the renal transplant, multiple skin cancer because of the immunosuppressants, prolonged exposure to immunosuppressants, hypertension, diabetes within the last 6 years. Secondary, tertiary hyperparathyroidism with parathyroid surgery. I review prior report, including cataract surgery, kidney transplant, appendix, parathyroid, skin cancer, gallbladder, has decreased hearing because of age. 2023, there was a small bowel obstruction, exploratory laparotomy. It was a bulbulus. Lysis of adhesions, apparently no bowel resection, involving a vehicle accident 2024. No major injuries. Next paragraph, no reported allergies. Next paragraph, deny smoking alcohol drugs. Next paragraph, present weight 151, 65 inches tall, blood pressure high, 220 over 90, 192/92. This is on the left side, hard of hearing. multiple skin abnormalities, pigmentation, no respiratory distress, wheezes or pleural effusion, no arrhythmia, kidney transplant, right side and tenderness, there is 3+ edema, prior neck surgery for parathyroid. Next paragraph. We updated chemistries this month, April. BUN is running 118 with a creatinine 4.2, a GFR of 10, low potassium, normal sodium acid base, low nutrition albumin, normal calcium, glucose very elevated in the 400s, anemia 10.1, low platelet count, which is chronic, last tacro level 4.5, which is in the low therapeutic. Last imaging from March, CT scan, abdomen and pelvis, no contrast. The native kidneys are atrophic with bilateral renal cyst. The kidney transplant is on the right-sided. Stone causing no obstruction, 2 millimeters. Few other stones. No gross obstruction. No urinary retention. Question cystitis. There is a stress test in 2025 because of dyspnea reported as normal. Normal ejection fraction and no ischemia. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. CKD stage 5, uremic symptoms. We have a long discussion with patient and husband about the meaning of this, preparing for dialysis. Alternative exploring. Palliative or hospice care. She was very anxious today. We'll see what the blood pressure is on the next few days. They recently stopped lisinopril because of the progressive renal failure. She remains only on diuretics. Diabetes is also poorly controlled at this point in time. I'm asking her to urgently learned about home peritoneal dialysis, AV fistula, in-center dialysis, and hospice. We'll see what she decides on the next few days. End of dictation.